We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, brought to you by Gus Johnson Ford, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, Numerica Credit Union, life moves, live well, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
And welcome. We are at M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino. It's where we were last year. Same theater, Theater 8 here, if you're coming out sometime in the future. Eagle Football Coaches Show here. It's our second of the year, our first from M&D. Coach Best just finished up with the highlights here, and so we will get him on the radio in just a moment or two. Eagles coming off a loss against the University of Washington. They host Lindenwood out of Missouri. That's coming up on Saturday. And so that's a 1 o'clock game time. You can get tickets if you don't have tickets at GoEags.com. Click on the tickets link there, and we'll be on the air with the pregame starting at noon on Saturday. Head coach Aaron Best joins us now here on the program. Coach, thanks for coming in. How are you doing here this evening?
Oh, good. The Monday nights are a little bit better after you score more than the opponent, but all is good. And a lot of learning moments, but I appreciate you doing what you do, Larry. This is good. Good crowd. Like I said, these people are the diehards, and we appreciate the diehards. And always good talking Eagle football.
Absolutely. Paul Sorensen is here as well. We will get him on the broadcast here in just a moment or two. First off, UW, did anything surprise you? You know, you've got 9 months, whatever it is, from the time the season ended until the time the next season starts. Did anything surprise you? Did they show you some things differently than what you had seen on film from last year?
I would say a few things. One thing on each side of the ball. They're really good at what they do set-wise on offense. They didn't I think Jack may be able to speak to this a little bit more when he gets up here, but I think offensively, formation-wise, was about what they were last year. They didn't surprise us with a ton of stuff that they hadn't shown last year. And that was probably due to a little bit of Jacob Eason being in the mix and making sure that, you know, he was settled down, got some easy throws, got a run game going behind him. Defensively, they pressured more. They pressured way more. I think they're about 14% on the games that we broke down last year. And against us, they're about 35%. It was about one out of every three plays. So Coach Lake changed it up a little bit. They got in a few more four-down fronts than we thought we were going to see. We thought they're going to mix up some three-down, four-down, five-down. But for the most part, they were a four-man front the entire way. But it's not those things are not things we can't overcome or can't make adjustments during game. But those would be the two things. And I would say the receiver position got a boost with Junior Adams at coaching them. They're well coached, and we knew that because he had coached at Eastern, and he's done a really good job in the short time he's been there.
Is it giving us too much credit at Eastern Washington to say that they made those changes because of what Eastern had done in the past, not only to the UW, but also to other schools? They didn't want to come out and play vanilla and not show a whole lot on tape because they didn't want to get to a point where they were in the ball game in the second half or in the fourth quarter.
Well, I think Coach P probably does a pretty good job, and with a new quarterback, no matter how talented Jacob Eason is, you want to make sure you protect him, make sure he's surrounded by, you know, a solid running game and obviously a good defense. They've been a good defense for a while, really a great defense. So they do a good job of game planning. In some of those games, there were such low-scoring affairs that they were last year. You watched some of the Utahs and some of the Cal games last year where it was just kind of a ping-pong match back and forth. There was a four and out, then a five and out, then a six and out, I mean, for both teams and turnovers. Evan Weaver had a pick six against University of Washington last year when the University of Washington was backed up. And so there wasn't a ton of points scored. So whatever's working needs to work. And they thought that was going to work against us. And I think we thwarted off some of that for a better part of the day. But we'll get better. They played a lot more man than we anticipated. And we just got to continue to fine-tune our routes and our protections and get the ball out a little bit sooner and create advantages that way as we go forward.
Jacob Eason hadn't started. He was the starter in 2016 at Georgia, didn't play a lot in 2017, had to sit out last year. Were you surprised at how sharp he was, having not taken a snap in close to 2 years?
No, I wasn't surprised. The surprise was probably more when I talked to him after the game. I said, I got a hunch that everybody now knows that Coach Pete and Coach Hamden probably made the best decision they could have made. And so he's been special since high school, got to see him firsthand at our team camps, and he's got all that a quarterback needs, moxie, arm strength, vision, height. You know, he's got a lot of things a lot of people covet, and so, no, I wasn't surprised at all. And part of that's due, we've got to muster up a few more situations to get pressure on quarterback, but it's tough against a really good offensive line and a really good scheme, and so we'll continue to do that and try to keep quarterbacks on the move and adjusting, giving them different looks in the back end and bring pressures from different spots. But we hit them a few times, but we're just a touch late at times, and in these games you can't be a touch later. They'll make you pay.
Well, I think when he did hit him, though, that caused some issue in terms of his accuracy. When he had time to set his feet, he was legit. He threw a great deep ball, and you know, you heard about his arm strength, and that was on display, you know, on Saturday. And I really thought you guys did a nice job when you were able to, you know, get him off his spots to kind of change some things up. So, you know, did you kind of feel that the defense kind of settled down? I mean, the whole team kind of settled down a little bit after that first quarter?
Yeah, we did. I mean, you know, first play of the game, you know, we jump off sides. You're sitting in first and 15. It's kind of one of those moments. And, you know, it's hard enough getting 10 yards in a game, let alone, you know, on the road in an FBS stadium. And now it's 15 yards from the first play of scrimmage in the game. But, you know, we gave the defense too many short fields as well. I think there were six times that they were staring at the end zone from either the 40 or in front of the 40-yard line. So when you start giving teams short fields, and that's part of the special teams affair, as far as part of the productivity on offense, trying to move the ball to flip the field. We never really flipped the field. They had two punts that were down inside the 3-yard line. I mean, I don't know if I've seen two in a year, let alone two in a game. And so they did a fantastic job. They got two balls in the end zone. They just made some incredible plays, and we didn't make those incredible plays. So you got to give a lot of credit to the opponent. But we can certainly put ourselves in better situations going forward.
In the days when Vernon Adams and the Eagles beat Oregon State, you guys scored on every possession, had one penalty for 5 yards and no turnovers, you know, played very, very well, and it still came down to a field goal that if Oregon State makes it, it sends it into overtime. beat Oregon State, Pac-12 win. Beating Washington State, Gage Gubru, first start, comes out, sets a school record for total offense, again, dominates the game, you know, in terms of making things happen, you know, along those lines. This was a game where you don't necessarily have to play perfect, but you kind of have to play pretty close to that. And that's an awfully big task to ask a football team coming in on Saturday, first game.
Yeah, you know, we never expect to play perfect, but we do expect to chase perfection. If you feel like you got to play a perfect game, boy, you're going to be tight. You're going to be wound up. There's going to be mistakes made. As many as the mistakes we can minimize, that's what we're after. They have coaches too. They have schemes too. They have certain things that they've watched film on too. So that's the chess match we play. We just ended up being on the losing end of all our pawns early. And when you lose your pawns early, all of a sudden you start losing your other chess pieces late. And so, we'll continue to scrap. We'll continue to battle. We'll lick our wounds, but this should sting. It stings for a reason because we put a lot of time, effort, and energy into this, and this is our passion, not only as coaches but as players. And so we'll get up off the floor. That's what competitors do, and that's what we will do, and we'll start doing that tomorrow at practice.
Larry touched on this earlier in the question, and I noticed it up in the booth. I thought Jimmy Lake and the Husky defense blitzed a lot, and they were moving fronts. They were stunning and stemming. I didn't see that in those two games, you know, in 2011 and 2014. Much more generic, a lot more zone behind on the defense, and I thought they played a lot of man. That surprised me. So that tells me something about the respect that the University of Washington had for this football team, and I think that speaks volumes for what you guys have done and where this program has come. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, I appreciate it. You know, I mean, it's Jimmy Lake's a great coach. Had the ability to coach with him for a few years and coach in the NFL. He's great at what he does. I mean, he's highest paid coordinator in the Pac-12 for a reason. And so he thought those were things that they could take advantage of. And obviously they worked out. So we'll continue to follow them along the way. We'll root for them every step of the way. And I just wasn't in the mood to root for him on Saturday. and so we'll continue to, you know, be friends. He didn't talk to me before the game, but did talk to me after the game. So our friendship is, I guess, is blossoming as we speak. But he's a great coach, and he's got great players, and they had a really good scheme. So whether you look at his respect or not respect, it's the game plan you played, and we didn't execute well enough.
When you see that, when you see the blitzing packages and you see the man packages and you have to make adjustments like that, is that something, say you haven't practiced during the week, does that make it a lot tougher? Do you go back to an old package or, you know, maybe some plays that worked against, that were man busters against certain teams? What do you guys try to do to make adjustments when you see things like that happen on the defensive side?
Well, a lot of the routes now are predicated off certain things. You know, it's either a man principle, it's a zone principle, it's a continuation of a route, it's a stop of a route, it's structure. It's some of those are man beaters, some of those are zone beaters, but you always have kind of dose principles. So maybe one side's a man beating side, one side's a zone beating side, based on what you get. And you gotta have time to do it. And so it starts up front, giving Eric protection. It starts at the tight end, a tailback position. Again, the protection is paramount, and sometimes it just doesn't marry up. Sometimes it's great routes, bad protection. Sometimes it's great protection with not as crisp routes. And so, yes, there's adjustments made, but by no means do we practice all against zone or all against man. We run one-on-ones in man routes every week on Tuesdays, red zone one-on-ones on Wednesdays. And so we continue to get work at that, and we'll continue to make each other better on both sides of the ball. But they're a long defense. They run well. Say what you want about their experience. They got enough experience on that side of the ball, and they will mark my word at the end of that Pac-12 season. Their numbers will be really, really respectable no matter who they play.
Coming up, we've got Caleb LaValle. We have Jack Sindelbach. They're both here and looking at their food. You guys can eat that food. You don't. It's not a decoration there. You can go ahead and do that. We got a few minutes before we get to you. So if you guys want to start shoveling food in, you can. Coach, is this the best Washington team out of the three that we've seen, in your opinion, from what you saw in 2011, what you saw in 2014, what you saw on Saturday? Is this a better team than what the Eagles saw in 11 and in 14?
I've got a lot of practice at this question, Larry, from others, but I'll use the same kind of response I gave to the others. What I will say is in 14, it was Coach Peterson's first year. So say what you want about what happened, all the points scored. We didn't make a punt, 59-52, all that jazz. It was in your first year. I mean, that's the first staff, the first year. They're kind of getting there. They had I think, probably more decorated players on their defense when you talk about Shaq Thompson, Danny Shelton, and Marcus Peters.
Yep.
They probably had more decorated players at that time. But when you look at their foundation, their system, they may not have the decorated players now, but I think their system's in place. They tackle even better than they were in 2014. Their thumb and fingerprints are all over that defense as far as Coach Kwiatkowski and Coach Lake. They've settled in. They've got the players they want. They've got some length. They've got some speed. They've got multiple fronts, multiple coverages. They challenge in. Man, Buda Baker was a true freshman during that time. So they had some guys. And again, we had some NFL caliber, you know, receivers too. So there's some give and take. And, you know, you go back to 2011. I try not to compare a ton. I just think they're different teams. They all have their different ways to get after you. But I think collectively this team tackles better than probably most, if not all, teams we will face. And so we'll continue to do what we can to master our craft on offense to break tackles, but also on defense. I thought our defense tackled exceptionally well. I mean, given the circumstances, I think there was, you go back 2 years ago to Texas Tech. I mean, there was probably 25 missed tackles in that game. You're on the road in a group of five, a Big 12 setting in Lubbock, Texas. It's hot, it's warm, and you probably missed a fair amount of tackles, way more than this last Saturday. Different offenses, I get it, but same circumstances. So we'll continue to tidy up both sides of the ball, but I think all in all, they're different outfits in their own respects.
What did you do in this game that you liked? What did the Eagles do that you liked and that you want to see more of?
Well, you look at the no turnovers. So we didn't give the ball up on offense. We had five penalties, I believe, and three of them were on the first drive. And so we kind of minimized that as the game wore on. I think we made them make tough plays on defense. I mean, two of the touchdowns they had, I mean, those were incredible catches. I mean, one was a second top 10. I'm sure Tank watched it last night. It was a top 10 SportsCenter moment. It was at number two with Fuller in the end zone with a one-hand grab, the toe tap, and then the other one in the opposite end zone, the diving catch, and drug his toe and scattered some of the crumbs on the ground just to get his toe in before he scored. And so though we tackled well, I think when we protected, I think we got the ball out where we needed to. We've just got to run the ball more consistently well. We've got to kind of find some different avenues to get to. I think for the most part, we kept our composure throughout the game, even though we started off not on the greatest foot of things. And then at the end of the second quarter, we ended up going on that 97-yard drive that got points right before half. So that two-minute situation was big going into halftime, giving us a little bit of a shot in the arm and knowing that we were going to come back and play on defense to start the third quarter. But that was a bright spot for sure.
What didn't you like? What do you want to try to see your team eliminate in the next week or two?
We've got to run better man routes. We've got to get open more, and we've got to trust our timing. We've got to trust our technique. We've got to trust our coaching in those situations, whether it be at the receiver position or at the quarterback position. Just know that get the ball out, your guys will make plays. Make the game easy. Doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter who you're playing, make the game as easy as possible. Take the 5-yard throw and let it turn into a 50-yard gain. We've got to find some more ways to run the ball better. We've got to stay in, we've got to play faster. And I think that's who we are. We've got to play the whole 100 yards, and more importantly, we got to play the whole width of the field and make them defend the width of the field. I think at times we did, but at times we didn't. We kind of put ourselves in a closet sometimes, and we made it a little bit tougher sled than it should have been. But we need to play faster. Call the game faster, play the game faster, stay in personnel groupings longer, and continue to do what we do. And the faster you do things, the less you think, no matter if it's mowing the grass or you're playing against the University of Washington.
All right, so Saturday things maybe didn't go on field the way you wanted them to go, but off the field with former Eagles that are now in the professional ranks, it was a pretty good day because seven guys made it through on the final day of cuts, meaning seven guys made active rosters, most ever for Eastern, One of those guys, Aaron Neary, went on injured reserve for the Rams, so six guys will be eligible to play this coming week. You've got Cooper Kupp. You've got Samson Abicom, Simba Webster, all with the Rams, Kendrick Bourne with the 49ers, Tywan Jones with the Texans, and Jake Rogers, who might be the best story out of them all, making the Denver team after bouncing around practice squads and so forth. But the past few years, he found somebody to believe in him there in Denver, and he makes that squad. So you've got to be proud of those seven guys, plus the guys in the CFL and the guys, Kettner Kupp, JT Tuli, that ended up getting cut for what they did this summer.
Absolutely. It was almost bittersweet because you hear about the news, especially the Simbas and the Jakes of the world, where it's like you want to put the biggest smile on your face, but after, you know, the 3 hours in Montlake, it's kind of a bittersweet feeling. You're really excited for them, but you're not really excited about what just took place. And it's incredible. I mean, it's every year it's going to be a new name, a new face. It just happened to be, especially this year, undrafted free agent Simba Webster. That's an incredible deal to get hooked up in an undrafted situation to the Rams and be able to be on a Super Bowl team that was in the Super Bowl last year, to be put in that situation along with the other Eagles already in tow, is incredible. And I just saw the story, I don't know what it was, about him not able to get his passport in time to be able to have the opportunity to go play up north. It's almost kind of a blessing in disguise. You didn't have a chance up there. You end up having a chance down here. You make the most of it. And he's the only guy, I think, in this world that I think in a matter of 30 seconds could smile as big as anybody, but they can be grumpy 29 seconds later, bigger than anybody. So I love that man. He is a great person. He's one of the fiercest competitors I've ever been around. But I'm so proud of those guys, and couldn't happen to better individuals. Every Eastern guy that you listed off has got an incredible heart. Is truly an EKG, and those guys are special people, not only special players.
All happy for those guys, but it also helps when you're trying to recruit the next class, when you can say, hey, seven guys made it through the cut line and are on NFL rosters.
It does, you know, but that's not the go-to. The go-to is what we are, what we believe in, what our culture is, how we're going to, you know, nurture and mentor these student athletes if and when they come to Cheney for the next 4 to 5 years. And so that's just kind of one of those extracurricular things, because if guys are coming just for that reason, I don't know if they're coming for the right reason, because that's not going to happen to everybody. What's happened has happened, but a lot of hard work's been put in by all those guys to get to that point. And some of those guys have had drafted opportunities right away. Some of those guys have bounced around like Jake Rogers and finally stuck. Some of those guys are undrafted like Kendrick Bourne and Simba Webster and hooked up with teams, you know, once they've got their opportunity undrafted-wise. So it is something, but it's not if that's what we're promoting the first time we get on the phone, then we're not doing it the right way.
Coach, we'll get more. Well, we'll come back. We'll have more with you, and then later on, we'll get to our players here today. Caleb Lavau, Jack Sindelbach, that's coming up next here. This is the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Back after this timeout on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's
is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin, so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging provides our area's patients and their physicians with access to the most advanced medical imaging technology in the region. Our 3 Tesla MRI, 3D mammography, SPECT CT scanners, and more allow us to provide the most detailed and accurate medical images available. And we often charge less than local hospitals and clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Coors Light presents A Word from Kirk Herbstreit.
It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for college football. It means your fridge is filled with Coors Light. It means last night's pizza is this morning's breakfast. And washing it down with your first Coors Light of the day is worthy of an It's Saturday morning, and it means showers are optional.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, the official beer of Saturday morning. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, sir, do you know how fast you were going back there?
Well, not really. This new Jaguar from Northern Quest is just so dang comfortable.
That's enough, sir. I'm going to have to ask myself to have a seat in your car.
Say what?
Oh, daddy likes.
Don't miss the Jag Rover Takeover at Northern Quest for your chance to win a Jaguar, Range Rover, or 50 grand in cash. Get one free entry daily. Play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
Ooh, fresh leather.
All right, Eastern Washington taking on the Lindenwood Lions, and that comes up on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Get your tickets in advance, goeaks.com. Come out, be part of another, I think, what, 30 in a row sellouts, so we need to get that total up to 31 if we can on Saturday. Noon for our airtime right here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield. Caleb Laval, Jack Sindelbach coming up in just a moment or two. Head coach Aaron Best rejoining us now. Lindenwood coming to town, Division II school out of Missouri. At this point in time, they have not played this year, so how hard is it to get information and film on these guys?
Well, it's not hard to get film from last year, but their coordinator is different defensively than he was last year. So he was actually a Big Sky guy, Jamie Marshall, and now he has been out, and new one was hired in January. So the film's not the issue. So we see personnel. We're just kind of trying to dissect what kind of scheme. Is it going to be the same? Is it going to be different? So those first one, two, three games, a lot of times it seems like every year that we've done this last 17, 18, and now 19, you've had different coordinators trying to kind of put the puzzle pieces together, but it's hard to collect them at times. So it'll all be interesting. But I do know this, they'll be fresher than us because they wouldn't have played, and they're going after their first victory just like us. So we're after the same thing this Saturday at 1 o'clock.
I would think that this is going to be a game for Eastern Washington to focus on what the Eagles can do, you know, to really kind of self-scout and turn that on whoever you happen to be playing and to make the improvements, to get better, to really focus on what you guys do well. Is that really when you have a situation like this, you're going to have to make adjustments on the field based on what they're showing. But is that what you kind of preach all week long?
It is. And we're always concentrated on ourselves, but especially when you're kind of, like you said, trying to decipher what you're going to get, how you're going to get it. When there's no perfect calls. That's the thing. Any call you make could go if your guy doesn't make the tackle, no matter what it is. There's better calls, but there's no perfect calls. And so we've got to do a good job of being able to be on the sidelines, making adjustments. I think our biggest deal this week, two things come to mind, Paul, would be focus on ourselves and not worry about anything outside of those 105 in the locker room, but playing fast. We've got to find a niche. We've got to create momentum on both sides of the ball. We've got to be more productive on first down, both offensively and defensively. And then we got to, when given an opportunity to score, we got to punch it in. We can't be dry in the red zone. So some things we talk about every week are turnovers, third down, and red zone, in that order. Turnovers, number one, we got to create more of them and keep that at zero on offense. We've got to be better on third down, even though we were close to 50% this last week on offense. And then on in the red zone, we've got to do a better job holding opponents to non-touchdowns and creating touchdowns on offense.
I remember when I played back in the Stone Age, it was always it took a couple of games to get up to game speed. Everybody talks about practice speed and going through it, but you're not going as fast as you are when you play a Washington or whoever you play. It takes a while to get those legs into game speed. So you're playing a team that's coming in first game, they may be fresh, but you know the endurance part, and that's something struck me when you said about playing fast and trying to get teams on their heels. Is that really, does that really play into that mindset?
It does. I think nowadays, because it's a 12-month, you know, situation. Back in the day, you guys played a fall, and then
we had to go work.
I'm sure you call it work. then you'd come back next August and use training camp to get in shape for the season come September. Nowadays, I mean, yes, the fastness, especially playing an 85 scholarship team, is going to be different. But all the schemes are the same.
True.
You're still running the same fast as yourself. The other side of the ball may be a little bit faster than what you've seen. But it'll be good. But like you said, some of that is, you know, those butterflies, those first game butterflies are out of the way. Now it's our first home game, and we get an opportunity to protect the red and host Lindenwood at home and get after our, you know, an opponent, and hopefully that sting that we had 2 days ago is kind of a residual effect going into this next game.
Shoes on the other foot this week. Last week you were the team playing up a division. This team, this time you're playing a team that's playing up a division. So, just your thoughts on getting a chance to be at home and playing against a team that's a D2 team coming in here.
Home's always preferred. We've got to dictate tempo. We've got to dictate the aggression. We've got to be the more physical team. We've got to come out from the blocks, whether it's kickoff or kick return. And so that's what I do know. The game's going to start out either in kick return fashion or kickoff fashion. So we need to make a statement in one of those arenas from the get-go. And so we need to be the aggressor. We need to be the more disciplined team. We need to play fast. We need to play together, and we need to find a way to patch together whatever we can do. It's a no holds barred affair. I mean, it's not something we're going to hide this for this team down the road. That's not how we're going to approach things ever, as far as our scheme. So we will employ what we think is a winning scheme and get those student athletes to execute as well as possible. But we want them thinking less and playing more. And if that's the case, I think we're going to be in a good spot.
All right, we have all the Eagle colors covered here today. Sorensen takes care of the white with his head. Sendelbach takes care of the red with his head. And Caleb's got the black hair, so we've got the white, the red, and the black. Sorensen's here full-time, but which of the guys goes first today?
Well, hold on. I want some clarification. Is that gray or white?
That's white.
It's turned white.
That's not
white.
Gray. That is white.
Okay.
I'm a blonde emotionally.
I knew that. You don't have to go public with that, Paul. Caleb's going to go first because he's the eldest of the two.
All right, very good. Caleb Lau next here on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino, and you're listening to the Eagle Football Show from the Learfield IMG Network.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
Credit card debt is the most expensive debt.
How did Numerica help you pay off your credit card so fast?
It's actually pretty simple. I consolidated all my credit cards under one low interest rate and then put an additional 10% of my income each month toward paying the debt off. That's it.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk. Visit numericacu.com.
When you play Washington's Lottery, it helps fund education, stadium development, and businesses across the state. So we'd like to thank our players for their help. thanks to the always plays her son's birthday numbers lady from Spokane, and the only scratches with his lucky coin guy from Olympia, and the I only play if the jackpot has at least three commas in it heavy hitter from Edmonds. A big heartfelt thank you to all our players. Visit wallottery.com/whobenefits.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2018 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Eagles in action against Lindenwood on Saturday at 1. And then we'll be back here at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino, movie and dinner, stage 8, I believe it is. Coach Best will have film starting at 5:30 next Monday, our radio program beginning at 6. Offensive guard Caleb LaValle joins us now. You and Spencer Blackburn were the two guys that were around in 2014. We talked about this in the pregame show last week. But this was your first time as a player in Husky Stadium in 2014. The guys redshirting weren't necessarily at the game.
Yeah, no, definitely an awesome atmosphere to play in. Wasn't quite as loud as I anticipated it being, but definitely was pretty awesome coming out of that tunnel and getting ready to play on the field for the first time.
You're a six-year senior. Spencer's a six-year senior. You've got the other three guys up there are all fifth-year guys, so you guys have known each other for a long time. How important is that, especially in the offensive line where communication is so central, to have basically everybody back and guys you've played with for the last few years?
Oh, I mean, I think it's huge, and I think that O-line in particular is a position that you got to know who you're playing next to. Helps to know how they're playing, helps to know them knowing how you're playing, knowing their ticks, different sets they like to take. But communication in general, I thought it was really good for us that we had all played so much ball together and played a lot of ball in general. We're all a lot older players, and we play a lot of defenses, so I think it helped out with the game quite a bit.
You're a guy, when you came to Eastern, you came as a defensive lineman. You played your first year as a defensive lineman, then you got moved to offense. How difficult was it for you to flip sides, or was it fairly easy because I'm sure you played in the offensive line in high school?
I mean, yeah, I guess I was from a smaller school, obviously. A lot of times guys play both ways in high school. I'm sure Coach Best can attest the switch could have been a lot easier. I think I had a – took me a – I think a grace period is maybe even kind of a nice way of putting it. But it took a while for me to buy into the fact that I was no longer a D lineman and that Coach Best wasn't leading me astray in any of the anything he was doing for me. But, yeah, I mean, over a period of time, I think the more I started investing in offensive line and buying in, I think it became more and more of like a prominent position for myself. But I think it came off to a little bit of a slow start. I had a little bit harder time accepting it, I guess, but all in all, I love it on the offensive side of the ball now. I think I was able to earn myself a lot more reps on this side of the ball than I, you know, possibly could have being a nose guard and obviously playing behind a guy like JT, which, you know, not much needs to be said there, but I overall, you know, I couldn't be much more happier with where I'm at right now.
Caleb, I like that because I think a really good offensive lineman has to have a little nasty. Not dirty play, but, you know, kind of salty and getting out there and getting after it. And I think this offensive line has potential to be one of the best in the history of Eastern. And you guys set records last year for rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. Is that something you kind of look at? Not the record portion, but just being together, veteran team, a lot of, you know, success, you know, up front. And is this something that you guys are kind of gearing up for as this season moves forward?
I mean, definitely. You know, I think we all really pride ourselves in that, you know, like you said, all records and things aside, I think there's a certain brand of football that we play here. We've definitely taken our level of play to pretty high standards here. Obviously, we made it all the way to the ship last year and, you know, couldn't really finish the job, but that's now the standard. You know, feels like it was such a long time where we talk about the national championship before last year, and that was back in 2010, and you know, we're not too far off from having this year be over. I guess it's just part of the DNA of our team. I think we've been really blessed, me and Spencer, to get a six-year. Obviously, the starting five have played a lot of ball and we're really experienced, but I think kind of the thing with Eastern is that we always have really good leadership. I came up watching a bunch of guys who were great on the field, great off the field, but the younger guys have great examples to lead by. They learn how to practice the right way. Our younger guys right now can see how we're watching film and how we're taking care of our bodies. And you know, we're pretty lucky right now that obviously, like we were just talking, we're in a quarter system. We haven't started school yet. So we have a lot more time to devote towards football aside from other things. And I think that helps a lot with how old our offensive line is for like the younger guys to see.
We talked about, you know, in the pregame, how good the Husky defense has been over the years. The last 4 years, they've been number one in total defense, number one in scoring defense. They're putting dudes in the NFL left and right, and they lost nine starters, but the guys that were backing them up played an awful lot of football. And when you go up against a team like that, especially the front, a lot of blitzing. They blitz a lot more than I thought they would. Yeah. I thought you guys handled that very well. What does that do for you moving forward, knowing that you just played, you know, some pretty good guys?
Well, you know, coming out and playing a team like, you know, University of Washington, you know, the score is what the score is, but I think, quite frankly, we got humbled. You know, I think it was a big eye-opener, and I think it's really good to start off the year playing. We went into that game knowing who they were. We knew what they were ranked. We knew they had athletes. We knew we were going to play them at home, but if you don't want to play the, you know, if you don't want to compete against the best and, quite frankly, one, you're in the wrong sport. Two, you're at the wrong school. None of us went into that game with any intentions of, you know, all right, guys, let's take this little trip over to Seattle. And, you know, we'll go do-si-do over there and, you know, hang out for a little bit on the field and head back. Like, we went to win a game. You don't ever go anywhere with, like, intentions of, like, oh, well, maybe we'll try and score a couple touchdowns and get a couple turnovers. Like, we went to win a game. Obviously, it didn't go as we had planned, but from this, we have a lot of film to watch. We have a lot we can improve on now. At least, like you were saying, on the O-line, there's a lot of things that we can improve on. And I think it just goes all back to basics. This wasn't going to be a game all about trick plays or can we beat them here in this play? It was a game of fundamentals. And that's what football is. It's a game of basics. Like, how well do you know the basics? How well do you know your rules? Like you said, I wasn't ready for – we were not expecting that. They didn't show that. They heated up – they blitzed a lot, and they heated up our offensive line pretty early on, and they were bringing a lot of stuff up the guts. But that's when it comes down to, well, you know, this wasn't per se in the game plan, but are you able to adapt on the fly? And that's one of the things I think helps with the amount of experience that we do have on our team. But I think going forward now, we've seen the best of the best, and we probably have faced – one of the better, if not the best, outfits that we'll face for the rest of the year. And I think this is a good place to grow off of because, you know, if it wasn't good to beat these guys, we'd just have stuff to build on now.
You now the shoe's on the other foot. Now you have a team coming in that's Eastern and you're Washington, basically in that sense. So you guys, when you look about it, Coach Best, I thought, had great comments talking about, you know, let's focus on Eastern Washington, just what you talked about. Let's be better on our technique. Let's establish the run. Let's dominate some people. I think this is a week where Eastern focuses on Eastern, not necessarily who you're playing. Is that something you agree with?
Oh, 100%. And I mean, it's not about what they do. It's always about what you do. But in the same respects, you can't go into a game or prepare any differently. You know, just we shouldn't the level of preparation we have that we had going into Washington or University of Washington shouldn't be any different for Lindenwood, regardless of, you know, if we're playing down a division, if they're playing up a division, like you can't treat anything different. And a game's a game. We don't, like he said, there's a new defensive coordinator there now. You never know. And I would hope that they're not coming up and flying up to Washington right now to play bad ball. That's not what this sport is. So, Yeah, I just think we need to prepare and not leave any stone unturned when it comes to getting ready for this game. It's our first time at home. We need to do it right.
What are you majoring in, and what's life going to be after football, whenever that is, for Caleb LaValle?
So I majored in communications. I got a minor in women's studies. So obviously I'll be playing my final season here on, unless they change the rule again and you can swing for a seventh year, but I don't think that's going to happen. But, yeah, I'll take my final two courses this fall. I walked previously this past spring, so that was a really, really, really big day for my family. Post-football, obviously I'd like to try and play this sport as long as I can, but I'm also not naive to the fact that it's going to end one day, and one day I'm going to have to hang the pads up. You know, in terms of a job, I'm not sure. I like talking to people a lot. I definitely think I need to start networking a little bit more and seeing what my options are. Sales and something sounds cool, but I don't know yet. Maybe public relations or human resources for a company. I don't really, if I'm being completely honest, I don't know. I still got a little bit of soul searching to do, but I think I've surrounded myself by a lot of good places to get me pointed in the right direction. So I'm kind of just taking it one day at a time right now.
Outstanding. Congratulations on a great career so far. Best of luck to you this year. Thanks for coming in. You did great.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you, guys.
Well done.
Caleb LaValle here with us. Coming back, Jack Sindelbach, the Eagle linebacker on the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire, and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's 6 outpatient imaging centers, the region's most advanced imaging technology, and more than 500 technical and professional staff make it possible for us to do studies that other imaging centers simply can't. And we often charge less than local hospitals and multi-specialty clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
All right, sir, do you know how fast you were going back there?
Well, not really. This new Jaguar from Northern Quest is just so dang comfortable.
That's enough, sir. I'm going to have to ask myself to have a seat in your car.
Say what?
Oh, daddy likes.
Don't miss the Jag Rover Takeover at Northern Quest for your chance to win a Jaguar, Range Rover, or $50,000 in cash. Get one free entry daily. Play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
Ooh, fresh leather.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth. Step out of the car, please. I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Eagles in Lindenwood on Saturday, noon airtime, 1 o'clock game time. Tickets available, goeagles.com. Eagle home opener, come on out, support this team. Linebacker Jack Sindelbach joins us now. Bishop Blanchette High School in Seattle. Did you grow up a Husky fan?
No. I grew up an Ohio State fan, actually.
All right. So how did you end up as an Ohio State fan? Family from Ohio?
Yeah. Most of my family's from Cleveland. So we weren't an Ohio Bobcat fan. We were Ohio State fans. And I remember they played as a kid, too. I was rooting for Ohio State. They were playing at Columbus. And then secretly when they were playing the Rose Bowl last year, I was definitely rooting for Ohio State. So
what did it mean for you to get back on the field this year because you missed last year due to injury?
I mean, it meant everything. Like, when I had got injured last fall camp, it felt like a part of me had left me. It was weird. I had, I'd gone through the whole season. I felt fine. And then, something just happened during fall camp, and it was weird transition. I had to, kind of figure out how I was going to deal with it. Funny enough, the season I was out, we went the longest. So, it was fun, but it was also, selfishly, I was a little upset I couldn't play and help the team out. But I learned a lot about myself, a lot, in terms of, not only physically, but mentally. I was watching film a lot more than I ever had, admittingly. And just watching the guys and, how well they did, I was, so proud of them. And it was just happy just to watch and be a part of that. So it was awesome.
You're a guy, when you came to Eastern, you got moved to the defensive line. You were a linebacker in high school,
yeah.
and you ended up getting back to linebacker. So how did you get back to linebacker from the D-line?
I don't even know how I got moved to D-line in the first place, to be honest. I never came off the edge in high school. But I had moved to Buck, and I was behind Samson and Marcus Saugen. So I knew I wasn't going to really play defense. So I tried to, make my way onto special teams. And in that 2016 playoff run, we had gotten pretty thin linebacker. So I remember moving, being the four deep or something for 2016. And then after the season during January, they said, we're just going to keep you there. And I was okay with me just because naturally I just love playing linebacker way, way more.
You got to tell everybody why. On radio, you can't see it. He's got a great mohawk and it's red. I mean, it's a sharp look. And did you take any guff from any of the Husky fans or the Husky players or anything that they knew that you kind of died to do? And tell us why you do it.
Well, it's definitely a haircut for radio. I mean, funny enough, you actually bring it up. I had to go to my sister's wedding in August. She planned it, and I told her, I said, it's a superstition of mine. I got to do it. So her wedding photos for the rest of time have me with a red mohawk in it. So that's a funny little side story. But no Husky grief or anything. I've actually, the years I had it before, I had been called like a rooster and stuff like that from other schools. But no Husky fan came at me or anything like that. But I did it. I did it in 2016. I first just cut a mohawk in the regular season for senior day or something. I don't even know why. And then the playoffs came around, and I remember Kendrick Bourne had red hair, and I was like, I need to take this up a notch. So I dyed it red. and then people loved it. They loved the response from it. So the whole offseason going into 2017, they're like, you got to do the red mohawk. You got to do it. So I did it, of course. I did it the whole season. And then, funny enough, I thought about doing it for fall camp last year. Dylan Ledbetter actually told me not to. I listened to him and got injured, so that's why I'm superstitious. I had to do it for the first day of fall camp, and yeah.
That kind of plays in your personality. You seem to be a little outgoing and a little on the edge, and which is perfect for a linebacker as well. And I thought you played a very good game against the Huskies. Seven tackles. You were flying around. You really made your mark, in the past on special teams as well. How much fun was that to walk, kind of coming home, walking out in Husky Field, all of the history and tradition there, and knowing that you're playing against that team? That's kind of a cool vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it was cool. And when I was in high school, I practiced there just like whatever. Obviously, it was filled with fans, but I was really familiar with the whole stadium. I'd been there for camps and stuff, and I told my dad it was weird going back to Seattle and feeling like an away game, essentially feeling like a not my city. But, going in there, it was a little bit different going in as a player. Obviously, you're a little more focused on different things. You're not – the atmosphere is there, but, you don't really focus on that mid-game, but – it was definitely cool, and there was definitely a lot of people, a lot of loved ones of mine, too, coming in to watch, and so it was awesome for not only me but my family.
I can't imagine how tough that was sitting out last year, especially with the national championship run, up to that. But something kind of sparked a question in my little pea brain, and that was watching film. And I think that's really, especially as a linebacker, defensive backs, that film is such a huge key for you as a player.
Yeah.
What did you pick up last year in terms of watching it that's really helped you transition this year?
Well, I had kind of known a little bit a lot about the D-line, just being a D-lineman going back, but I wanted to understand the whole thing as a whole, a defense as a whole, what the back four was doing. But I also wanted to understand, like, more about offensive, you know, what kind of runs and how they were scheming up the offensive line. Because, you know, before I had gotten injured, it was honestly like I kind of would know what the play was, but I didn't know what the exact wording of it was, or, you know, just the fine details. And I wanted to take the time, because it was all mental at that point. I wanted to take the time and really, like, understand the offense better, routes, concepts, stuff like that. I'd always been okay in the run game, but, you know, the passing game, I wanted to get better at that. That was something I could do not being any, like, physical activity, obviously. But then understanding that back seven and understanding what I got behind me and what I got in front of me, because I thought that would, you know, obviously make me play a lot more free and fast when I came back.
School-wise, what are you majoring in? What do you want to do when football ends?
I had just graduated with a Bachelor in Marketing, and now this fall I'm in a master's program, sports administration.
In the end, athletic administration at a college, what do you think?
It's a two-year program. I got some time. I might see, you know, GSA for some stuff and kind of see what I want to do, kind of like Caleb. Yeah, I thought it was coming to an end for a second, but it kind of got extended a little bit. So I got some more time, so I'm not going to rush it, but I'm definitely going to explore some options.
Yeah, you're a fifth-year junior, a rarity.
Wow.
Yeah. Rare breed.
excuse me. You and Caleb have set the bar high here today. So for being the first players we've had in, fantastic job by both of you. I'm choking here. Thanks, Jack, for the time. Yeah. Appreciate it. Best of luck rest of the year.
Thank you very
Great
much.
Great job, Jack.
Thank you. Sindelbach here with us. We'll be back. Wrap things up here from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino after this timeout on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I'm Freddie Rico, and I'm a multi-care patient. You know, being an athlete for many years, and then for the past 21 years, I've been a basketball coach. A lot of time on my feet. About 4 years ago, the hip really started hurting. It finally got to a point where my happiness was being compromised. To have that relief, that was a big joy for me. From the nursing staff to the anesthesiologist, all the way through, everybody was awesome.
MultiCare, official medical provider for EWU Athletics. MultiCare, here for you.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
What's my awesome? Well, this week I started training for a mini triathlon in Hawaii. Awesome! I did a food truck crawl and saw a crazy good bluegrass band. Oh, and I got engaged. Probably should have started with that. Love you, sweetie. That's gonna cost me.
Everyone has an awesome, and whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
You may be eager to break ground on a new outdoor project, but never just start digging. Buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Let's start with America's best brand, Ford. Ford was one of the first great American-made success stories. And today, Ford has never been stronger, producing more vehicles to compete, not just locally, but globally. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle wine, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
All right, the Eagles take on Lindenwood on Saturday, 1 o'clock for the game. Get your tickets in advance, goeags.com. And we'll see you out there on Saturday. We'll see you back here at Northern Quest Resort and Casino at M&D Movie and Dinner. We'll be here with Coach Best. We'll have player guests. That's coming up next Monday after the Lindenwood game as we get ready for the Jacksonville State game, which will be the first FCS game the Eagles play in the 2019 season. Big week for Eagle Athletics on Friday. The unveiling of the stadium project will be happening on campus. You can go out and attend that. There will be, I'm sure, lots of media on that coming up this week as we look forward to seeing what the next iteration of Ruse Field could be. But that is coming up on Friday. And then again, the game on Saturday starting at 1 with the pregame show starting at noon right here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield. Thanks to all of our guests here today. Eagle head coach Aaron Best joined us, and our player guests, six-year senior offensive guard Caleb Laval and fifth-year junior linebacker Jack Sindelbach. Back again next week with Coach Best and player guests right here. Thanks to the staff for their fine service at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. A great place to watch the coaches show if you have not been out here. Come on out, watch one of the coaches' shows here at M&D starting next Monday, right here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, brought to you by Gus Johnson Ford, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, Numerica Credit Union, life moves, live well, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.